for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser has a great forecast for us. Sunny today, high 82. There you go. And it'll be along with details on it in about 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A legislator says he wants to disband the Illinois Commerce Commission after it voted to let Ameren hike electric and gas rates. Ameren got less than it originally requested, but customers are still fuming, as Amanda Vinicky reports.
It was only about a year ago that a fuss over skyrocketing rates led to Ameren having to issue customers refunds. But Ameren now has regulatory approval to raise rates again, this time to offset the cost of delivering energy and natural gas to people's homes. The ICC cut Ameren's original request by about a third, but agreed to let the utility collect more than $160 million more from customers. Commission Chairman Charles Box stands by the decision.
People are sometimes upset with us. That's understandable, but we still have a duty.
One of those people is Edward Streamus, a retiree from Marion, who says he's sick of Ameren crying for more money.
If us senior citizens are expected to tighten our belts, I would like to see them tighten their belts a little bit.
A state legislator says the ICC broke a promise to consider the plights of people like Streamus. He is introducing a measure to strip the commission of its power. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
New rates taking effect October 1st will vary depending on where a customer lives. The steepest increases for Ameren IP customers, those with Illinois Power, will see bills jump as much as $18 a month for electricity, and the approximate additional charge would be between $4 and $9 for gas. The ICC projects someone living in the Silco territory will actually see a decrease of about 55 cents a month in electricity bills. Gas bills should go down between $4 and $9. And the ICC estimates anyone served by CIPS will pay up to about $5 more for electricity and as much as about $6 more for gas. The University of Illinois plans to restructure its global campus initiative. U of I President Joseph White wants the online learning program to seek its own accreditation. This step would make global campus equal to the Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana campuses. White says currently the online learning program depends on other colleges and departments to provide degree courses, but he says they can't offer undergraduate programs for hundreds of future global campus students. The chair of the U of I Senate, Nick Berbulis, says the restructuring proposal raises questions of quality.
This issue is certainly one of the issues that the campus senate and the other campus senates are most interested in. Where we've had these discussions before, students are among the most outspoken in saying they want to make sure that a global campus degree is not a second-rate degree, that they don't want to see anything dilute the value of the U of I diploma that they've worked so hard for.
Berbulis says once Global Campus gets its accreditation, it has to establish a system to check that future programs will provide quality on par with other U of I degrees. He says this also raises questions of additional costs for Global Campus because a bigger administration might be necessary. President White says he'll present his proposal to the Board of Trustees in November. The FBI may investigate the painting of a swastika on an interracial terracotta couple's shed as a possible hate crime. Special Agent Wendy Osborne of the Indianapolis FBI says the agency will begin a full investigation if it seems likely the couple's civil rights have been violated. In the meantime, she says the FBI is assisting Terre Haute police, who were informed of the incident over the weekend. The couple, a 29-year-old man and his 27-year-old wife, who are not publicly identified, say they have filed three other police reports of harassment since August of 2007. They've also contacted the Terre Haute branch of the NAACP and the Terre Haute Human Relations Commission. There have been no arrests. Weeks after a state representative's candidacy was challenged and upheld, that candidate is turning the tables on the person who filed the challenge. Republican Frank Calabrese has filed a complaint with the State Board of Elections against Pat Devaney. He claims Devaney spent too much money challenging Calabrese's position on the Illinois 103rd District ballot without registering as a political action committee.
We want the election officials to determine that. This is essentially was just a bogus lawsuit, waste time, and essentially, you know, we want to convey that you can't just push people around with bogus lawsuits, especially lawsuits that threaten the electoral process.
Calabrese, who's a U of I student, was slated last spring to run against incumbent Democrat Naomi Jacobson. Devaney was represented by Michael Casper, who has represented challenges against other Republican candidates. Neither he nor Devaney have returned calls for comment. Board of Elections spokesman Rupert Borgsmiller says a hearing officer will hear the complaint today and decide whether it'll go to the full board next month. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us again for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Yeah, some nice weather for whatever you have planned. You got a beer and chili festival going on in Champaign this weekend, along with the market at the square that we'll be at, selling our History and Memorial Stadium DVDs, and a lot of different things happening.
Actually, isn't that a beer and chili festival in Urbana?
Where did I say?
Champaign.
Oh, it's in Urbana.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Got to go on that side of Wright Street. Our side, here, the side.
Yeah, the WILL side. We're on the Urbana side.
That's right, the right side of Wright Street. There you go.
Yeah, I guess as you look at a map, it would be on the right side.
Yes, it would.